And we're live. It's Tuesday, October 23rd. Getting close to Halloween. This is your host, Sam. I've never seen this before, but yes, Sam. Host Sam. My name is Sam. Anyways, getting close to Halloween. Pretty exciting holiday. My daughter will be dressed as a ladybug, so that's gonna be fun. Want to run down on the UFC 230, Bellator, the main event, on Bellator. Chael Sonnen versus Fedor. That was a fast and easy fight. Not easy. I don't want to say easy, but fast, quick fight. There you go. Better. Quick. It's a quick fight. So let's jump into it. Fedor and Chael Sonnen. Fedor, one of the all-time best heavyweights in the world and history. He made his name on Pride, and in Japan. He came to the UFC very late in his career. He didn't do as well as he expected, I'm pretty sure, as anybody expected, but because he came in late. But with that being said, he's still a phenomenal fighter, man. Chael Sonnen too, you know, he's an interesting fighter. I'm a big fan of Chael. I think he's the original shit talker in MMA, the original shit talker in all MMA, on UFC. Not, before him, this is before and after with him. Before him, there was none other than just him. And after, obviously, now you got Conor, you got Cody, you got the Kevin Lees, you got the Nate Diaz, the Nick Diaz, a little bit on John Jones, a little bit on GSP, surprisingly not, but GSP is a, you know, more, GSP is a little more respectful shit talker, but the way he says things, is more kind of like hurtful. You know, it's like, oh man. Like, I remember one of the shit talks he did. He took away the microphone from Joe Rogan and told, I forgot who he got called out by someone else. Oh my god, I can't believe it. I'm forgetting his name. Basically, he said, "You did not do. I'm not impressed by your performance, but I accept your challenge." Now that's a low blow. That's a kick in the balls right there. But Chael Sonnen, man, my respects to him. He knows how to promote fights. He's a great, great heel on the, you know, in terms of wrestling. He knows how to, you know, get heat on him to make buys, pay-per-view buys. And, you know, he did it very well in the UFC. He did it very well with Anderson Silva, with the John Jones, with a lot of opponents he faced over the years. With this one, with Fedor, he did not really engage him on shit talking. I think mainly because Fedor does not speak English. So either he does and he doesn't want to speak, or he doesn't really speak English, because he had a translator with him after he won. But hey, Fedor and he's going to the final for the heavyweight. So that'll be interesting. I think at the beginning of next year, that's gonna be taking place. I want to do a quick run on the UFC 230 car main event: DC versus Derek Lewis. Co-main event is White Man. Was going to be. Rockhold, but no, he got injured. Sources said that he got multiple injuries. His shin got infected again. He had a broken nose, broken rib. I mean, it's just going on and going on with, you know, with this injuries, man. It's no joke. That's why it's one of those sports that you do not know if the fighter is going to make it to the fight night, you know, because it's just so much grinding and on the gym that you do multiple disciplines, you know, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing, you know, all these multiple disciplines that you are bound to get hurt. You know, if you do judo, if you do what's it called, Japanese jiu-jitsu, all these, you know, branches of mixed martial arts, to be, you know, ready for whoever you gotta face. It sucks because Wyman and Rockhold was going to be a good fight, a good middleweight fight, but no, it got replaced by Sosa. So we'll see. Sosa is 25-6-0. Wyman is 14-3-0. We'll see. We'll see. Sosa is a good jiu-jitsu, and Wyman is a good striker. So we'll, you know, it's going to be interesting. One is going to be keeping on standing. Another one is going to be trying to go and grapple. So it's going to be an interesting fight. I'm excited for it, but I would rather have Wyman and Rockhold on it. But it is what it is. David Branch and Jared Conner. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but that's another middleweight fight. That's going to be, you know, they both have pretty good records in terms of longevity. David is 22-4-0, and Gerard is 10-4-0, if I believe. You know, he will have to, Gerard will have to cut weight, but, you know, it's going to be, I don't think it's a big deal. It's 10, 15 weights plus, so it should be fine. We'll see, man. I think the winner of this, she'll face Chris Whiteman, and then from there on, move forward with either Joel Ramirez or either get a title shot. You know, keep moving forward with this weight class. Should be interesting. The 185 class. And then we got Jack versus Carl. Carl is 6-1-0, and Jack Marshman is 22-7-0. Pretty legit record right there. I mean, 22-7-0. That's interesting. Another interesting. I mean, this card is stacked. You also have Stylebender versus Derek Bronson, which they're both beefing it right now, and they're just talking mass shit. Another 185 pound. So, you know, as a Stylebender, I like his style, I like his Instagram, I like his memes. It's gonna be a nice, fun fight. Hopefully, both of them can contain their emotions and none of that shit from Khabib happens again. I don't think it will, but we'll see. Jason Knight and Jordan Rinaldi. Jason Knight and Jordan Rinaldi, both great fighters and both have clean records. I mean, Rinaldi, I think he's 13-6-0, and Knight is 25-0. That's a 4-55. So, you know, that class needs to step up too. I mean, you have a lot of 55ers anyways. You have Ferguson, Khabib, Conor, Kevin Lee, Ala Quinta. I think I'm a firm believer that Max Holloway should go up to 55. Even Brian Ortega go up to 155. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on with that one. And the rest are just in the prelims, so I will not get into those. And also, one of the other news is Canelo. It's a big media news and a big sports contract news. It's been there for a minute. And if I'm not mistaken, he got $360 million deal for 5 years, 11 fights, either or. So that's a big contract. That's a big contract for 5 years. I think it's The Zone. It's a streaming program. Well, HBO backed down. The only game in town is the Zone and for boxing, meaning, and Showtime. Showtime is pretty much taken care of now by Mayweather promotion, and but good in Canelo, man. That's great for boxers. That's great for the boxing community. You just gotta go out there and win, man. And that's another black dot right next to negative dot more than anything on the UFC and how they want to pay fighters, you know, so very little. It's still mind-boggling to me that the UFC got sold by $6 or $7 billion, but you want to pay your fighters $500,000. You know, and depending on their pay-per-views, you get a mil or you might get two. You know, that's something, it doesn't sink into me because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you pay your fighters this very little money when the company is worth $6 billion? $6 or $7 billion, not million, billion. So with Canelo, went and got this contract, man, you know, the MMA fighters, who my opinion have it worse. Now that boxing don't have it worse in terms of brain damage and short careers, but in the danger of being on the ring and the octagon, they're both parallel, let's just say that. But to my eyes, in my opinion, MMA fighters have it worse in terms of injuries, in terms of preparation, in terms of you lose 3 or 4 kind of on the road, like, you know, one after another one, you're pretty much fucked, man. You're not going to get a title shot. You're not going to get, you know, it's just tough. So I'm a believer that fighters, MMA fighters, should be in the same level. I'm not saying more, but in the same level, or at least close by what boxers make. But boxing has been around a lot more than MMA has. MMA blew up in the early 90s, you know, through the UFC and other organizations in Japan, like Pride and K1 and all that kind of stuff. But mainly Main Street, where you can see there's money into it, it's probably in the mid 2000s, 2005, 6, 2007, around there. I think once they went to Spike TV, especially UFC, Spike TV, and they came out with the Ultimate Fighter, that's when they started making money, the fighters. But other than that, man, you were making not much. And you were, you know, suffering concussions, broken legs, arms, all this crazy shit. But you know, good on Canelo, good for him, for his future. He's set. You know, he pulls through this 11 fights or 5 years, whatever it might be. He's set for life. I don't think he needs to fucking worry about money. If he's smart, he doesn't fucking blow it up. Cause you see that shit a lot in especially in boxers. I don't know about MMA fighters, but MMA a little bit, you can see that too. But boxers, man, it's more repetitive in boxing. Especially in boxers, where they make all this money, man, they just fucking blew it up. They blew it up in fucking 5-6 years, man. They're fucking broke. You know, Holyfield is one of them. Amanda Holyfield, Tyson, Julio Chavez, a bunch of Mexican fighters that just, they came out poor, they have money, they fucking blew it up. You know, and then, you know, when they're in the 50s, 60s, they're broke. They had to come out of retirement just to pay bills. Hopefully that's not the case with Canelo. He looks pretty smart, you know, smart and wise. He uses his money to his advantage to brand himself and become more of a franchise player and fighter. with the Canelo promotion. He has a clothing line, stupid little clothing line with hats and shirts. You know, that's smart, man. That's smart. And nowadays, man, you have an Instagram that is worth, that has one something million. You can, you know, you can branch out of that too and just make money and just promoting and sponsorship shit, you know. So, good on him. Hopefully he keeps a level headed too. He doesn't get all swelled up in the head because he's making all this money. So, you know, good on the contract. Good on him. Good on the boxing world. With that being said, man, Floyd came back. You know, Floyd is being Floyd. Fucking clout chasing. Being a troll on Instagram. I'm a fan of Floyd. Let's get that out of the way. I've always, how can I say this? I always bet for him. Conor, Floyd's gonna win. Pacquiao, Floyd's gonna win. Canelo, Floyd's gonna win. Marquez, Floyd's gonna win. Oscar, Floyd's gonna win. The only one that I was like, I don't know, Chino Maidana. That fool made Floyd wobble his fucking legs for a bit. But other than that, Floyd. With that being said, it's not right. You're gonna shit on a guy like Canelo and post all this crazy shit on your social media when that it's being announced that Canelo got this big, huge contract of his life, basically, literally on his life, for you to shit on him and tell the world that Canelo was the best and the easiest fight you ever got. Like, come on, man. Come on. You know, you had your moment on the spot. You know what? That's what it is. Mayweather is in that point of his life that he's not the spotlight no more. So he wants to bring the spotlight to him. And that's, you know, that's how it is, though. You know, with sports, with athletes / entertainers. They want the spotlight. So that's what Floyd is doing. Oscar the lawyer reacted to it, which he shouldn't have. I don't think he should have reacted to it because you're feeding his ego. So whatever. That being said, hey man, you down for that shit? Fucking fight Canelo right now. You know, he fought him when he was in the early his career. He was 20. Floyd was already 30 something years old. He was legit. He was already a legit fighter. Canelo was, you know, just coming up. So fight him right now and see how it goes. But, you know, I'm talking shit that, oh, I made $300 million in a night. And you're getting this on a 5-year deal with 11 fights. Blah, 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 blah. You're the easiest fight. Come on, man. That's not cool. That's just shading on someone's success. And, but hey, you know, Floyd is being Floyd. But do I agree? No. But good for Canelo. Good for the sport. Good for boxing. I'm happy for that. Dana was saying a pretty interesting thing. This is just getting off the top of Canelo. Khabib and Tony, man, I think it's going to be a done deal. They're going to let the dust settle with the Nevada State. But I think, I might be wrong with this, he's going to get in trouble with Nevada State. But I think he can fight anywhere else. So they can do it. They can do it in Texas. They can do it in California. They can do it in New York. In Canada. So, man, if that goes down, Khabib, Tony, which is the fight, and that should be the fight, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. And you know what? If Kevin Lee, because Kevin Lee is going to fight, I'm a big fan of Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee wins Al Quinta. You know, the winner of Al Quinta and Kevin Lee should fight Connor. And then the winner of Connor and whoever wins either Kevin Lee or Ala Quinta should get the winner of Khabib and Tony. You know, it's only fair, man. You know, but it's gonna be, you know, they should do like a little tournament and see who faces who in the end. Like a semifinal thing, and then the end they should face each other. So, you know, they should bring Kennedy Lee back in the fucking picture, man. He's a fucking, he's a good fighter. Good fighter. I don't want to end this on a bad note, but I do. I should recognize this. On top of me being a fan of fighting and boxing and sports in general, like soccer and rugby, and practicing sports. I was a fan of wrestling first. I think every kid was, right? And I still am. I still catch a little glimpse here and there on YouTube, whatnot, to see what's going on with wrestling world. And I watch it. I was watching clips later, earlier today, I think, when I saw it. Because I know Mondays the Raw show comes out. And I keep up. I don't watch it all the time, but I keep up. And I know one of the big stars there was Roman Reigns. And last night, he announced that he was going to have to retire for the moment, relinquish his title, and go on and get treatment for leukemia. So he said he's been fighting, he fought leukemia for 11 years, or he was fighting leukemia for 11 years. And I guess he came back. So he had a step down and take care of business. So shout out to him. My probably will never hear this, but shout out to him. Shout out to his family, and hope all the best and good energy towards him. And he gets better soon. And he goes back and kicking ass on the ring again. Yeah, little sad note, sad downer in the end, but I didn't want to let end this not mention it, so well, not brought it up. And you know, we all can wish him well, and he can get better and come back stronger. I'm going to do another episode closer to the UFC 230 and one after it. So, you know, there's been a lot of rumors. This is another thing I want to touch on. That DC, you know, they're going to be fighting in Madison Square, right? It's New York. So, New York Athletic Commission is a little tight in the butt. So, they're kind of assholes. And DC has a hand injury. So they might not clear him. That's a very high possibility. And Derek Lewis just fought not too long ago. So that's another high possibility. So they might not clear both of them. So if that's the case, you know, UFC is going to have a big, big problem. But hey, we'll see what happens. And, man, it's a little downer with the Roman Reigns thing. But, yeah, he'll be fine. I think he caught it on time. He's going to take care of it. He'll be back. Other than that, man, that's pretty much it for today. You guys can leave me a message. Any comments. And we're out.